This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang has abducted students from an Islamic school in the north central province of Niger. A spokesman for Niger State Police said in a statement that gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tagina in the Rafi local government area of the state. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and couldn't walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom since December. Far-right party leader Naftali Bennett in Israel threw his crucial support Sunday behind a unity government to unseat Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in what might be the end of a political era. Bennett's decision, which he announced in a televised address, could enable the opposition chief to put together a coalition and hand Netanyahu his first election defeat since 1999. Israel has held four elections since April 2019, that ended with no clear winner and left Netanyahu and his rivals short of a parliamentary majority, with the veteran leader remaining in office as head of a caretaker government. Netanyahu's rivals have cited the prime minister's ongoing corruption case as a main reason why Israel needs a new leader. They argue he might use a new term to legislate immunity to shield himself. Netanyahu denies the corruption charges. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.